Hundreds of female and male journalists gathered in Morocco for African Women in Media, AWIM, conference from 8th to 9th December this year. The conference, tagged United in Action, has added value to both men and women journalists. This has made them to add their voices to gender balance and equity, stereotype, sexual abuse and corruption, and so on in the media world. The importance of this year's AWIM conference to Babu Yaya and Lami Zerio, both Moroccan students, is that the conference is all about raising women's awareness and about the issues they face in their work environment. Yaya, talking on the importance of AWIM conference to him as a Moroccan student, says it was an opportunity for him to meet his contemporary youth students from South Africa, Nigeria, England, Netherlands, and so on. And apart from the food provided, he said there was chance for him to have deep and meaningful conversations with his youth students, and this would have been impossible because he has never traveled outside of Morocco before. He also added that the issues tackled during the conference will be of great importance, so therefore he is grateful for the opportunity.
The conference was important, actually, because of a lot of reasons. First and foremost, it was an opportunity for me as a Moroccan to meet my contemporary youth students from South Africa, Nigeria, England, Netherlands. And so, apart from the presentations, in dinner, lunch, and in times of refreshment, as this one, we had the chance to have this deep, meaningful conversations and cultural exchange that would be otherwise impossible, because personally, I have never traveled outside Morocco, and so the only image that I had about Africa, about other nations, is through books, through videos. And so when you meet people and they express their lived culture, that gives you a more or less accurate view. Secondly, the issues tackled and the scholarship that was brought here, I mean, the academical body, both professors, future researchers and stuff, were really professional, and the issues tackled are really contemporary, and I would love that these would be translated somehow and vulgarized to the common people, both here in Morocco, Nigeria, and all of the states participants in this event.
Lami Joini Babui further said the discussion of various issues facing journalists on and off duty in the conference will help female journalists, as being a journalist requires you to be mentally well to do the job, and they also need a healthy environment to thrive and do more in the spheres of journalism.
This conference is such interesting for every woman around the globe to attend and to benefit from, because it's all about raising women's awareness about the issues that they face in their social construct, in their surrounding, about women empowerment also. This conference is such empowering event and opportunity, and I'm glad to be here attending.
Dr. Kirabo Joyce, a lecturer and the dean of students in Mount Kenya University, Rwanda, discussing on the importance of the AWIM conference, said the issues bothering women don't only face women but female journalists especially, and in her experience as a lecturer of journalism studies, AWIM conference means a lot to her, because it has opened our eyes towards the sexual harassment happening at workplace and the different mitigating measures on how to counter them. She added that this training has brought together different cultures and nationalities with one voice on how to counter these issues and get women emancipated into the media space, so that a woman doesn't look at herself as a social misfit, but it will teach her how to embrace all aspects of life, cutting across technology, education, politics, and economic factors, to make sure she uses these tools to elevate herself to higher standards.
One thing is that issues don't only bother women, especially, but they bother women in the media. Now, me as a lecturer in the media, in the journalism department in a university, such conference means a lot to me, because it has opened my eyes towards the sexual harassment that happened at the workplace and the different mitigative measures on how to counter them. Of course, we've had people from different countries, people from different nationalities with different experiences that have come together and collected their voices to make sure that we counter this problem and make women fully emancipated into media space, so that a woman doesn't look at herself as a social misfit. A woman has to embrace all aspects of life, cutting across technology, education, politics, economic factors, to make sure that she uses them as potential tools to elevate herself to higher standards, so that women do not remain behind. I just want to remind you of one thing, is that the power of a woman is the power behind any nation's development. So without this, the voice of a woman, you realize that all nations are going to be affected. So this conference has brought women to another level, to realize their potentials, to jump out of their comfort zones, and they're able to pioneer their voices and make sure that they climb all levels of life to prove that they can do everything that a man can be able to do.
Aida Musati, a female journalist from Kenya specializing on matters of health and its links to climate change, speaking on the importance of the AWIM 2022 conference, said being a part of the African Women in the Media has broadened her thinking as a journalist, as it has made her connect with great people who challenge her, especially in her young career. She is glad that she is leaving the conference as a greater and more open-minded young journalist.
As a woman journalist, this conference is very important to me. Let me say, I'll call myself a young journalist. I'm only 3 years into the industry, and this has been an eye-opener. And one of the things I'll say is that generally, the African Women in Media has really broadened my thinking as a journalist. I mean, there are few people with my experience as a journalist that had the opportunity to attend this. So I have networked, I have met new people like you who've challenged me. Yeah, and that is just one of the things that I, as a young journalist, as a woman journalist, have gotten from this conference that no one else has gotten it from. Even if I go talking to them and telling them what I gained, they will not be having first-hand information the way I have. I have networked. Remember, they say, your network is your network. So I'm getting out of here as a greater journalist than when I came from Kenya. So I am a greater journalist and a more open-minded.
Yaya, adding his view on the discussion of issues facing journalists in the conference, said the harassment and corruption are actually universal issues, so finding them in the realm of journalism is not that surprising. And he thinks there is already an important body of academic work to the provided solutions, and it is time to put them into practice.
Harassment and corruption are actually universal issues, so finding them in the realm of journalism is not that surprising. And so I think that there is already an important body of academic work, whether it came to the cause, to the provided solutions and stuff. And so it is really the moment to put to practice, to realize and to move on to action.
Lami said, as a journalist student in training, the conference changed things in her mind, empowered her, and also opened her eyes on some issues that needed solutions, adding a view on the implication of having a conference on peace and security of Africa. She says, if women are empowered and taken care of properly as they make up the society as a whole, then the society will be peaceful and secured, and also the coming generation will be healthy in their mental and physical state, as well as their interaction. And this, of course, will make the society strong and also spreading the peace of the mind and spirits.
To be honest, this conference changed things in my mind, has empowered me more and more, and has opened my eyes on some issues which I miss maybe, or as a today's generation we need to dive into and tackle and find solution to and really solve.
Yaya, talking about the impact of the conference on him, said that the conference clarified some things that he heard about some countries and how the information are more accurate than before. He also said it was an opportunity for him to see how things are done in academics, the methodologies, the presentations, the way the conversations and the interactions are handled. He added that he was able to meet so many important personalities, heads of organizations, university professors, journalists, and others.
This conference, first and foremost, clarified some visions that I had about other countries, and so now they are more accurate than before. And on another level, it's an opportunity to me to see how academic research is tackled, the methodologies, the presentations, the way the conversations and the interactions take place and stuff. And it was also an opportunity to discover these important profiles that I was before ignorant of. And so I met a lot of personalities, heads of organizations, university professors, journalists and stuff that I wouldn't be able to know otherwise.
Joy, speaking on her view on the different topics discussed at the conference, said she picked something specifically, and that is when a woman is facing something, she's not alone, as there are other women facing those issues, and what they need is one voice. And this will be taken with small steps. In the long run, their voices will be heard as long as they continue to advocate.
Now, among these topics, something that I picked specifically was that a woman of today has others who are facing the same, that she's not alone, that you can have, if you put all these voices together, it can be big and you can stand united to make a change. So we begin with baby steps, but we are not keeping quiet. We have been encouraged across all these topics of discussion to continue advocacy roles, to continue shouting up. I remember very well one of the participants said, we don't have to keep quiet, but keep on reminding the world about our role so that they're not ignoring us, so that they don't say, oh, they're now quiet. We can now sabotage them. We can now step on them. We will continue advocacy. We will continue shouting. We will continue showing our presence until we gain that platform in the media space and our voices are heard at all levels. So the topics that have been discussed across all different topics, across all different perspectives of life, are only looking at how to boost up women capacities in all arenas to make sure that they do realize their potential in the media platforms.
Aida Joini Joy said that before the conference, issues like harassment were not being discussed and those in the media were not seeing it as an important issue. And she thinks discussing the issues will create awareness not only to the outside world but to the media organizations. And by doing this, probably the numbers of crime cases will come down to near.
We've talked about sexual harassment at work. These are things that were not being discussed earlier on. These were things that are probably, even those that are in media, were actually not seeing these as issues that are supposed to be discussed. And I think as we continue talking about them as women in media, because they were also men that were talking about this. So as we continue talking about this, I think that is a way of creating awareness, not just to the outside world, but the media fraternity itself. And by doing that, probably these numbers will come a little bit down. And let me say editors as well, and just the managerial bit of the newsrooms, just making them be part of this particular conference, I think these cases will go on reducing day by day, let me put it that way.
Asking Yaya the implications of attending the AWIM conference on the peace and security of Africa, he said talking to his fellow Nigerians, South Africans, and others made him feel as one with them. He went further to talk about the little to no difference he has with his fellow comrades, and this has made him hopeful that one nation can be achieved. He also added that the conference will promote peace and security in Africa and also consolidate youths because they will have access to each other and be able to highlight their differences for a better world.
Talking to my fellow Nigerians, South Africans, even Europeans and stuff, I mean, there is this rapport where we all feel one. And so we are indifferent, actually. We have so many commonalities that I am really speculating whether there is a region that tries to divide between Africans, because there is too much resemblance that I might dare to say that we can achieve actually one nation. And hopefully I would say that it will actually consolidate the relationships, especially between youths, because I'm pretty sure that we are academics, we will meet again and again and again. And so what I would love this to have as an impact on the future is that, as I said, to have access to each other, to have access and to background our differences and highlight our resemblances.
Joyce adding the impact of the conference on her as an individual. She said it opened her eyes to events happening in the world with people experiencing harsher treatment than her, as there are no platforms for them to speak out, and this has made her to keep an eye on the female students to learn to speak out and fight for the ones who are vulnerable, as all women need to be emancipated.
I have had one case from Sudan, South Sudan, where this girl is forced to actually to cover stories. They do it undercover. They are now exiled journalists, right? Because back at home, the situation is very bad. So it has told me that even when I will be complaining that maybe in the environment where I'm doing my work is a bit harsh, but there are people who are even facing harsher environments than mine. But then it doesn't mean that mine should be ignored. It should also be brought on board, but we should also realize that there are women who are even experiencing harsher treatments, and that we can collectively establish platforms that can bring our voices together to help these vulnerable people that are running out of their countries because the situations of expression is not there. They're not platform for them to speak out. So we have the responsibility to come together. In fact, it has given me the energy to speak up now more. It has given me the energy to go and preach the gospel back at home. Tell the girls in my university to pick up the voices, to stand and fight for those ones who are vulnerable, so that we keep on helping everyone, because they all of us need to be fully emancipated.
Aida said the impact of the conference on her is that it will make her tell better stories that will have impact, and action will be taken by the relevant audience the particular content is meant for.
Okay, the impact that this particular conference has on me is that I'm going to tell better stories. Let me put it that way. I'm going to tell better stories, and not just telling stories, but I'm going to tell stories that will have impact. Stories that once these stories have been heard, once these stories have been read, they are going to have impact. Action is going to be taken. Not by me, of course, but action is going to be taken by the relevant audience that this particular content is meant for.
Speaking on the implication of this conference on the peace and security of the country, Joyce said attending this conference will prompt men to stop sabotaging women in places of work, and this will make both men and women to embrace change, implying that this conference will make the opinions of everyone to be heard by the people in power, which will make the world get the tranquility and peace needed.
First of all, this conference has brought both women and men together. You can realize that it wasn't only about women. We have seen men and giving their contribution to the conference. What does that mean? It means that to fight this problem, we may not fight it single-handedly as women. We need the support from men. But how can we need this support when they're instead fighting us, when they're instead sabotaging? First of all, you need to bring them on the drawing board, sensitize them, educate them, give them tangible evidence that this works and this does not work. And also make them know that gender empowerment does not translate into males' disempowerment. Women are only trying to say, come on, we want to be to participate in the decision-making process, to decide on things that affect our lives on everyday basis, so that these men come to understand that, oh, I think women are right, because they are the voices of the nation. One thing I want you to realize, that a mother is the backbone of the nation. Without a woman, our nation cannot stand. So when we bring all these people together, sensitize them, so they embrace change from a loving point of view, okay? Not from the legal point of view, I think we'll always get it right. The implication of peace and security is that peace and security begins from the lowest level of a family. If families are disgruntled, families are not in peace, at the end of it all, the entire nation will not have peace. So once we begin from this lower level, we're going to spread the gospel and elevate it to even higher levels. First of all the opinions that have come out of this conference are going to touch the policymakers, are going to touch different political structures in different countries. that have been represented in this conference, it means that people are going to spread the gospel all over the world. So however little, however few we are, if we begin with those taking baby steps with a lot of resilience, determination, we are going to spread the gospel from one level to another, and the entire world will get the peace and tranquility that we're looking for.
Aida said the implication of the conference on issues to do with peace and security is that the journalists will be able to tell the stories and actions will be taken swiftly as different journalists will convey messages to others in different countries, bringing about the theme of the conference, United in Action.
Well, the implication of this conference that is on issues to do with our peace and security is that different countries were had representatives in this particular conference, and not just journalists, but we also had our policymakers as well. So the journalists are now going to tell these stories and action will be taken. That is in Africa. For example, when I, as a journalist from Kenya, when I tell this story about peace and security, and another journalist from Ethiopia tells this story, another journalist from Rwanda tells this story, it's a collective, like the world is a village. So when we say these stories, when Rwanda is peaceful, Kenya is peaceful. When Kenya has peace, Ethiopia also has peace. So I think that is one of the implications that this will have on Africa. It brings now the theme of this particular conference, that is a United in Action. That is just one of the implications on matters to do with peace and security. Something else, when we are trained as journalists, when we are spoken to as journalists, we are able to tell balanced stories, stories that are not biased, and also credible stories, stories with facts. So that we are not just saying stories from the bush. We are telling these stories with concrete facts. For people to see these stories as credible and believable as well.
This story is part of African Women in Media, HAWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for HAWIM.